Chapter 9. The Spirit of Christmas Future. When it came near him, Scrooge bent down upon his knee. The spirit was covered in a black robe that hid every part of him except for one hand. Scrooge felt afraid.
"Are you the Spirit of Christmas Future?" asked Scrooge.
The spirit did not answer, but pointed onwards with its hand.
"Are you going to show me things that have not happened, but will happen in the time before us?" Scrooge asked. "Spirit of the future," he exclaimed, "I am more afraid of you than of any spirit I have already seen. As I know, your purpose is to do me good, and as I hope to live to be another man from what I was, I will go wherever you lead me. Please, speak to me."
The spirit still said nothing. The hand was pointed straight before them.
"Lead on," said Scrooge. "Lead on. The night is nearly over, and I need to see everything before the morning."
The spirit first moved away from Scrooge, then moved towards him. The shadow of the spirit covered Scrooge and seemed to hold and carry him along. Soon they were in the centre of the city. Merchants were running up and down the streets and making sounds with the coins in their pockets. The spirit stopped beside one small group of businessmen. Scrooge moved towards them to listen to their talk.
"No," said a great fat man. "I don't know much about it. I only know he's dead."
"When did he die?" inquired another.
"Last night, I believe."
"What was the matter with him?" asked a third. "I thought he'd never die."
"What has he done with his money?"
asked a red-faced man.
"I haven't heard," said the first man.
"Left it to his business, perhaps. He hasn't left it to me. That's all I know."
Everyone laughed at this.
"It'll be a very cheap funeral," said the same speaker. "I don't know anybody'll go to it. Shall we go?"
"I'll go,
if there is a free lunch,"
said one of the men. Again, everyone laughed. Then another man said,
"Perhaps I should go. I was his best friend."
"His friend?"
the others exclaimed.
"Yes," the man said with a laugh. "I used to say good morning to him when I passed him in the street."
Scrooge knew the men and looked towards the spirit for an explanation, but the spirit just moved on. Scrooge was at first surprised that the spirit thought these conversations were important. He did not think they had anything to do with the death of Jacob, his old partner, for that was the past, and this spirit's place was the future. But he decided to try to remember every word he heard. He thought it possible he might learn something from them. Scrooge looked around, expecting to see himself as he had been in the past, but there was no one. The spirit continued to hold out his hand, showing Scrooge that he should follow him.